Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez, and we were talking about the challenge of improving our general well-being in Puerto Rico, and that is something that is to a great extent our, you know, us as members of this society can have a difference in, you know, without getting into politics or being a politician, we as citizens can get involved with. And as a couple of articles, one that I mentioned last week and that I really love is by Sonia Iveles Colón, Pensar en Grande, to think in larger terms and don't let people shoot you down, or at least try to not allow people to shoot you down. And there's another article by, that was back in June. But there's another article that I really liked in the 20th of July by Carlos Diaz Olivo, Puerto Rico a merced de la mediocridad, and kind of the similar thing, to not be satisfied with mediocrity, to strive for excellence and to strive to do things bigger and that are more difficult. So, with that kind of introduction, as I mentioned also the last week in terms of goals and all, reviewing or revisiting the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz using artificial intelligence, it developed a refocusing, a suggestion that it be refocused towards dealing with our, validating our differences, valuing our differences, and dealing with our differences in a nonviolent way. I took on this, as I said last week, I took on this new focus, which I like. And at the San Juan Rotary meeting this week on Tuesday, we meet on Tuesday and on Zoom, I just put forth, this change. And I started the meeting with a quote, with repeating a quote I had given last week, which I really liked by a Nigerian writer, and háblale sobre la diferencia, convierte la diferencia en habitual, haz normal la diferencia, enséñale que valore la diferencia. So speak to them about the differences, convert the differences as a habit, make the difference normal, and teach that the differences are to be valued. And this, this came out on the 13th of July, just as this artificial intelligence was telling me, try to refocus this on the differences, and it took off on that theme based on the slogan that we use, which is resolvamos diferencias sin violencias, resolve differences without violences. So it took off of that slogan, and so I was telling my fellow members in San Juan Rotary, I gave them what had been back in 2022 the basic explanation of what the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz, the Rotary Pro Peace Project, and it reads like this, and as a foreword or introduction, it basically focuses on addressing violence, and so then I'll go into the rewrite or what I'm thinking and see how you all feel or analyze with me if we're going in the right track. As you know, my program is not telling you what's the truth. It's telling you what I think and what I believe and recommend and suggest and all, but I know I don't have the truth. So this is the this is a write-up I had back in 2022 that circulated a lot in the English version. So I have violence, whether physical, verbal, psychological, emotional, or financial, is Puerto Rico's most critical problem, and we therefore must unite to address and reduce violence, including self-inflicted. The project's motto is Resolvamos Diferencias Sin Violencias, Resolve Differences Without Violences. The project requires for its success actions in the short, medium, and long term that interrelate in three levels. The first level is educational, highlighting the problem and offering concrete tools for those who are considering being violent and those who are the victims of violence, sometimes self-inflicted, such as suicide. The second level is the support of existing programs in Puerto Rico, the expansion of these programs, and the implementation of new programs that prevent and address violence. The third level is to address these roots of violence utilizing the United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals. All of the goals are relevant, commencing with the first five: no poverty, zero hunger, good health and well-being, quality education, and gender equality. And ending with the 16th, which is peace, justice, and strong institutions. And the 17th, which is partnership for the goals, collaboration in order to achieve the goals that are set for 2030. So that was the write-up. As you can see, it focuses on addressing violence, preventing it and reducing it and at different levels. So we developed this in San Juan Roo. We're very proud because we consider it's very holistic, very all-encompassing, both the short and long term. What we have to do in the present and what we have to do in the long term, and you know, to comply with the Sustainable Development Goals is a huge project. Okay, so this, let me read what I sort of gave, what I gave to the San Juan Rotary members, and see what you think. The Rotary ProPaz project, created by San Juan Rotary and adopted by Puerto Rico District 7000, has evolved from its original focus addressing violence to its new focus promoting peace by valuing and respecting our differences. And when these differences lead to internal and external conflict, urging that we, in quote, resolve differences without violences. Violences is in plural in order to highlight that violence is not only physical, but can also be verbal, nonverbal, emotional, psychological, and financial. The original call for unity and collaboration among and between individuals, government, and non-government organizations to address violence in Puerto Rico will continue, but now with the more positive goal of promoting peace by valuing and respecting our differences. The utilization of the 17 United Nations Sustainable Development Goals will also continue as a framework for addressing the roots of violence, but now also emphasizing that these 17 goals should be the framework for Puerto Rico's sustainable development, peace, and well-being. You write up something like this probably in about an hour and a half, editing and this and that just before the meeting that morning, Tuesday morning. But the thoughts and all relatively intricate, coming from all sources, struggle to sort of see if it comes forward. But this is one of the things I love the most, is to sort of try to, in a relatively concise way, hopefully a clear way, the thought. So that was the challenge, and that's where we are in the Proyecto Rotario ProPaz, covering Puerto Rico's well-being, which is item number five that I mentioned in the challenges that we have, let's see if everybody goes along with this new focus and we can get behind it with the different programs we have for the year, and get Puerto Rico to be with us and collaborate, which is what we really need. So that, as I said, number six was the challenges in my consulting practice, and as I'm, you know, a consultant in the prevention resolution of conflicts, and I have right now a major client. We're basically three brothers who are heirs. They live in the States. They have properties in Puerto Rico, and we who have dealt with inheritances and all the. It's difficult to keep everybody often together and in agreement, and that has been. I'm trying to put an agreement where all three address all of the issues that we have, and I'm down to the third one, and as my father had a great saying, he says, "Siempre hay un gracioso." There's always a difficult one. Gracioso is a word impossible to translate. There's always a difficult one. And in inheritance, that is often the situation. As I say, sometimes you have this synergism. I'm going to be discussing, the farm is one of the issues, as I mentioned. But we had there were eight of them that came to the farm on Friday. And I was showing them, and they're kind of considering how they can come and work at the with me in some kind of a collaboration with the farm. We'll see if anything pans out with respect to that. But I got in a discussion with the parents with the three grown children in the 30s, a young parent, and he was describing his six siblings have had. Tremendous, about 11 years trying to work through the estate problems. And as often happens, there's one that has created tremendous problems, opposing just about everything. And in line with that, there was a great article dated the 19th of July. En el nuevo día, los procesos de herencia agravan la falta de vivienda. That the inheritance process makes difficult the or causes the lack of living options that we have in Puerto Rico. But what was interesting is he addresses and this is by Rafael Rivera Cintrón, an attorney. I don't know him. But it's an interesting article, and he says that that one of the problems is los herederos problemáticos, the problematic heirs, and he says that that we could, but it suggests that we could provide that if 50% or more are in agreement, that things will go forward, so unless so long as. The other is the one that's been a problem, has been notified. I mean, you have to sort of demonstrate that there's no way to reach that particular person, or has been notified and has not appeared, or has been notified, appeared, and the grounds that the person is relying on are not beneficial for everyone. So that part is easier said than done. So he says, have the thing go forward, have the funds put in escrow and move. A little bit easier said than done, but some the courts have to be more proactive in enforcing the decision, and especially when there's when there's one, especially a minor interest that's causing a problem. I had a case that started when I joined McConnell Valdez, started with recover on a $16,000 promissory note for Citibank. And that case, which I got into in 1969-70, when I left McConnell, that's still not been resolved. It is incredible what can happen in some of these estates. So something has to be done on that. And the challenges, and it's kind of frustrating sometimes to get everybody together. I love those challenges. But sometimes you think you got everything, and then you know this week it kind of I had some problems, and you know it is you. And then also in consulting, I help the board in Tasis Dorado, the school, and I had for a meeting. I realized that I made the trip I have for Budapest and Prague. The next meeting was going to be September 17 on Thursday, and the trip that we had and all the reservations we had had me coming back on Thursday, so I wasn't going to be able to make this meeting, which are three times a year, and I'm the secretary and the consultant and all, and I'd like to be there, and it's part of my consulting, profession, so I asked if they could change the meeting to Friday. And they went through all kinds of things. They had to change another meeting that they had on Friday to Thursday, and got everybody, all the board members and the staff at Tasis Dorado to all agree with my request. The first time I've done it in some 25 years. I've been on this in 2002. But you know, I really wanted to be in this meeting. I'd missed one very, very, very few over the years, but I had missed one a couple of meetings ago, and I wanted to be there. So they made it, and then all of a sudden, what happens? The American Airlines, I did it with Advantage Miles, sent a message that the flight that had me coming back from Miami and arriving close to midnight, so I would be there on Thursday here in Puerto Rico, was canceled, and that they then had me on a flight coming back on Friday morning, leaving at 6:54 from Miami, spending the night in Miami. Oh, my God. Don't do this to me. So, I confirmed that definitely the Tasis did the change in the date. And I said, and I told them, even if I had to pay, I got to, you know, I'll try everything possible to get back to Puerto Rico on the 17th. So when we come back, because the segment, I've run out of time on the second segment, when we come back, I'll tell you the Odyssey. It's a good movie now called The Odyssey. The Odyssey of that change which was last night, dealing with American Airlines and then getting the substitute flight on them. I'll give you that when we get back. So take a pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez Reflections on a day where mentioning a number of weeks where we have to laugh in order not to cry. Okay, we'll be right back after the pause.